Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's Dr. Craig Martin. You're listening to The Inside Connection, coming to you live from Los Angeles. It's a beautiful day in LA. I want to let everyone know that I'm posting daily astrology insights on Instagram and Facebook at Sage of Stars, so you can find me there if you'd like to get some little daily updates on what's going on astrologically. And also, this podcast and all my audio content is available in text format at Sage of Stars blog at sageofstars.com. Welcome to the show. I wanted to expand a little bit on last week's material when we were looking at Neptune going direct. I talked about the effects of Neptune in our lives and also about Neptune's direct motion. But I felt there was more to say about Pisces. Neptune is, after all, in Pisces, which we know means that it's in front of Pisces. It's in front of the constellation Pisces. It has been in Pisces since 2011, and it will be there until 2025. Quite a long run there. Neptune customarily spends about 14 years in a sign, and we're about halfway through its transit of Pisces, which, by the way, it rules. Neptune rules Pisces. So planets rule. Don't forget that. They rule signs. Signs can't rule. They are just energy. But planets, they are the gods and named for the gods. So rightfully, they rule. Each planet has a sign that it rules. It means that the particular planet goes well with that sign, but it's actually really a lot more than that. It means that the particular planet, from the point of view of our solar system, is very close, and the stars are very, very far away. The planets govern and embody the action and energy of the sign that they rule. So they're really like inter-solar system agents of the energy of the sign, each with a specific function and each with a specific effect on all of us, like an effect that they have on humanity. So each planet is assigned to a certain zodiac energy. Pisces is a specific kind of energy, and Neptune is the planet that's empowered with all of that energy. So, planets rule the signs, but the signs, right, are the origins of the energy. So Neptune functions to sort of distribute or enact Pisces energy on us collectively and individually, because it's like an emissary. It's charged with the rule of Pisces. So Neptune going direct in Pisces, and actually as it's getting ready to move past the halfway point this upcoming year, was cause for us to take a look at Neptune's action. But Pisces is actually the energy that Neptune is bringing. And it's bringing it really in abundance, since it is the ruler, meaning it just loves Pisces to pieces. Try to say that 10 times real fast. So Pisces is represented in the zodiac by two fish swimming in opposite directions. This symbolism actually is most like the yin-yang of Taoism, you know, the where one side's black and one side's white, the Chinese symbol, the yin-yang. Many people associate the two fish swimming in opposite directions to mean that Pisces can't make up their mind. That's actually not really the most accurate way to understand this energy. Although Pisces can be kind of flaky, indecision is not really one of their issues. The yin-yang is a balance symbol that represents the duality of the living world and the force that binds it all together, right? The yin-yang is a symbol of the god-goddess, the light and the dark. Pisces is the sign that holds space for all that duality to occur simultaneously inside of them. It's the origin of their great sensitivity, the fact that they know the other side. Pisces is so connected to the whole concept that we live in one reality, but there's a reality outside of it. Many people, and many Pisces people, seem confused, right? Confusion falls under the power of Neptune, and Pisces as an energy can be really confusing, but it's more like being immersed in a fluid, like a fluid landscape. Remember, the physical world is only one reality, and it's a very confusing reality if you also have one foot in any other kind of realm. So being a Pisces means feeling everything, feeling everyone all the time. I'm sure it could be quite exhausting, while at the same time really exhilarating, because Pisces is the sign that understands the illusion of the physical world better than all the other signs combined. They have the most understanding of human pain, the most acceptance of life and death, and while they often fight the fact that they exist on both planes at the same time, through their escapism and addiction, they have the greatest gift to know and share the other planes of reality with us. Pisces as an energy understands human suffering. Many Pisces people have problems with that. As I just said, they get involved in all kinds of escapism, addiction, and isolation. That's because feeling and seeing the universe from both sides is really quite rough. Pisces sees the pain and also the illusion of that pain. When viewed from the other side, right, the spiritual side, all that is perfect and correct. But try telling that to someone who's grieving or scared. Pisces sees the fear and the truth behind it. It's really quite a feat. And it complicates the lives of those born with Pisces energy in their charts. There are ways in which we all access Pisces energy in our lives. For one, we love movies and TV. Both are actually tremendous gifts from Pisces and Neptune. Movies and TV take us to places we wouldn't be able to go on our own, right? They connect us with realities that are beyond our own reality. Except that while we're viewing them, we believe that we're there. We experience the worlds that movie and TV bring us to. It's a Pisces experience to be deeply connected to something as if it's happening to you, but have it not really be happening to you at the same time. That's the Pisces. That's the Pisces energy. That's what's really available to us all right now, so strongly as Neptune's been transiting through, is to be able to understand and have that experience. Some of us might be fighting it. We might be fighting it on one level, right? We have an opportunity to say, see the damage or what's going on in, say, a hurricane damage zone, and to be able to look at that and look at those images and say, wow, it could be me. It could be me. And really to be able to know it, to feel it. Pisces energy is also found generally in drug use, and the Pisces connection to that is kind of obvious. Escapism, finding ways of turning reality into a more acceptable kind of dream world. So drug use and addiction in general is Pisces' desire to actually soften all the edges around the harshness of the physical reality and try and make it more like that dreamy other world that's often, I guess, a lot more pleasant for us to really immerse ourselves in, right? We can watch TV and go to the movies and experience all kinds of things like joy and elation, fear and sadness, being on the brink of ruin and destruction, then victory and salvation, all in a couple of hours. It's really an incredible experience. When if that's the case in the realm, let's say, of entertainment and movies and TV, it's the same experience that a Pisces and Pisces energy wants to accomplish through drug use, alcohol use, and escapism of all kinds. It's to be able to take the physical reality we're in and alter it somehow, even if it's chemically, to make it seem not as harsh, not as as sad or damaging. One of the ways that we connect with Pisces each day is through sleep and dreaming. For Pisces, waking life is actually like dreaming. It seems so real, even though we know it's not. Right? So Pisces is viewing the world in many ways as if it's a dream. Our dreams are actually just reflections of our inner desires and fears. Right? When we dream at night, many of what it is that we dream is the unconscious bringing forth. We're connecting in dream time with what our unconscious is processing below the level of our knowing. That's Piscean, because Pisces is connected to the collective unconscious, which means that we're all connected to the unconscious of all of us. We're all connected to Pisces, even if we're not a Pisces. The energy of Pisces is available to us all, and we individually experience it because it's part of the energies that we live under. Remember, ruled by Neptune, we're constantly subjected to the dual notion that there's a physical reality and there is not. Since Neptune's gone into Pisces, we've seen changes in virtual reality, we've seen changes in drug laws, there's been more legalization of mind-opening drugs, that has Pisces written all over it, and the advances that we are making and will be making in virtual reality are going to be astounding. Actually, the sky's the limit, really, when it comes to the changes that will emerge in the entertainment industry, but also in the world of inner exploration and spiritual actualization, right? To be able to externalize, actualize the spirit. It means that even within the next few years, we could possibly have the virtual experience of a meditating monk available as an app. That doesn't just mean going into the app and sitting inside the monk's head on the top of a mountain in Tibet, but literally having the virtual reality experience alter our brain waves so that we experience meditation through the virtual experience. There was actually a really good movie about this from around 1983, something like that, called Brainstorm. It touched upon this very idea. People would put the virtual reality, if you can imagine, all the way back in 83, they had a movie where people were putting the goggles over their face, and then inside they had the experience that they were, on a roller coaster, or the experience that they were actually having sex with someone. It explored some really interesting topics. It was actually Natalie Wood's last movie. I think it's worth checking out for sure. The idea that Neptune blends and blurs the dividing line between this reality and that spiritual reality, the reality that we think is not real, right? And yet we can come back to and continue to come back to the idea that it is real, because if we wake up from a dream and it seems so real, or we have some kind of virtual experience, even if it's just going to the movies, when we leave it seems so real, we immerse ourselves in the characters of our favorite TV shows, we come out of different episodes feeling like we've been there. We think about the virtual experiences that we have on an ongoing basis, because it occupies a certain part of the physical reality of our mind. We already are interfaced with Neptune. We already are living a part of the Pisces reality. We all have Neptune in our charts, so we all have a part of Pisces within us. That part connects our dreams with our physical reality. I think that part knows that there isn't any difference between the two. It's how all metaphysical law of attraction, being in the now moment works. This world and the world of our dreams are one and the same. All you need to do is realize that. I'm Dr. Craig Martin. This is the Inside Connection, and I'll be here next Monday at noon Pacific. Thanks for joining me today.